I don't know if it's just because all of us baby boomers are getting older, but suddenly I'm hearing a lot more about cancer. Then the story comes out the other day for the Palace about Kate's cancer, and it's really back in the forefront. It's along comes a local outfit that's just starting up an interesting process, Cancer Check Labs. The way I understand it, you go in there and they draw some blood, and they can tell you whether you have cancer or not. Man, maybe it's not quite that simple, but Sumit Rai is the founder of the company and the CEO of Cancer Check Labs and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I will tell you the truth. When I first read about this, the first thing I thought was Theranos. You know, Elizabeth, who was at Holmes, I guess, that blood, you know, you could take a little bit of blood and look for anything. How does this work for cancer?
Well, a few differences. One, we don't look for anything. We only look for cancer. Second, we don't take a drop of blood. We take 40 milliliters of blood on the first draw. So we have a more statistically significant sample.
Right.
So it actually makes a lot more sense. The way that it works is, you know, just to give you a little cancer background, if you have a solid tumor in the body, breast cancer, lung cancer, colorectal, prostate, liver, brain, gastric, stomach, esophageal, thyroid, all the organ tumors from which 100 million people a year suffer across the globe annually.
Right.
The primary tumor itself generally does not kill you. What kills you is the tumor sheds tumor cells that circulate through your bloodstream, known as circulating tumor cells, or CTCs, the acronym for short. And the CTCs spread the cancer in your body in a process known as metastasis, and the metastatic effects are fatal. That's where we hear of metastatic or cancer and metastasis. The CTCs are known to be those drivers. The way our test works is we have developed a technology and a test that is able to basically filter the blood to detect those CTCs. And so what we look for is the presence or absence of those circulating tumor cells, of those CTCs, to screen you for cancer.
So it's a tumor that is already generating this, and they're beginning to go through your body, ideally beginning to go through your body.
Yeah, so tumors begin to generate CTCs potentially very early. Research shows that tumors can begin to generate CTCs and have been detected as early as stage zero. In addition to that, if you were to look at something like just say, for example, 1 gram of tumor mass, to put that in perspective, if you had breast cancer and you had 1 gram of tumor mass, 1 gram is generally not palpable. You cannot feel it. It is so small that often they will refuse to biopsy it because they will miss or not get enough tissue. And as a result, they can't stain it for a pathologist to diagnose it. So a gram of tumor mass, which is not palpable, which is not biopsiable often, as a result, not diagnosable, kicks off up to 3.2 million CTCs a day. So you begin to see millions and millions of CTCs in the bloodstream well before tumors have generally progressed to advanced stages, you know, stage three, yeah, stage four, where they're really dangerous and can become fatal.
So is this new technology? Has this not existed before? If I went to LabCorp of America or something and had a test, they couldn't do this?
No, they couldn't. So the reason is, you know, extracting CTCs from blood at volume, at scale, is a difficult problem. And that's fundamentally one of the problems that we've worked on over the past 14 years. It has taken us, you know, through a long series of companies and technologies, about 14 years to develop the technology that enables this. And that's why we're able to do this. One of the beautiful things about it is that circulating tumor cells, the way we extract them is based on physical filtration. And so we are dealing with their physical and mechanical properties. The physical and mechanical properties of CTCs, size, structure, rigidity, lack of malleability, lack of deformability, is it big, is it hard, is it stiff, does it bend? Those properties tend to be uniform and homogeneous, relatively speaking, right, across virtually all solid tumors and their subtypes. As a result, the test becomes indiscriminate and picks up tumor cells from all types of solid tumors, irrespective of the tissue of origin. Now, tumor cells are whole cells, and because they are whole cells with an entire genome and the surface protein expression there, you are able to then run downstream analyses on those tumor cells, look at the markers that they're expressing, and point back to the potential and probable tissue of origin.
Yeah.
Is it coming from your brain, your breast, your lungs, your liver, so on and so forth, which is what makes this a broad spectrum pan-cancer solid tumor screen.
So tell me about the business model. Right now, you have one facility in Dallas that's offering this. Is that right?
So we have a processing lab that's set up in Dallas and Medical District, and that's where the blood samples go for processing. We just took a space in Medical City, Dallas, on Forest Lane, which is where the patients or the customers will go for their blood draw. And after their blood draw is taken, they don't go to the medical district facility. The blood samples are shipped there. They'll be filtered at that facility. They'll be analyzed. They'll be reviewed by a licensed pathologist in order to return a result. Many of the cancer tests today cannot do that because that is akin to tissue biopsy. You need to have something that's in its whole, a whole cell, a whole
Right.
piece of tissue, which is just a composition of cells for pathologists to look at it. Today, what they look at are kind of markers and scripts and scraps of DNA, which are incomplete, and then they try to extrapolate some sort of conclusion from it, which is a problem.
So is again in the business model. So you, I mean, it strikes me as you don't really have to have your own facilities spread across the country. What you have to do is people have to draw blood and send it to you for screening. Is that right?
That is correct. We currently have a standing physician's order in all 50 states and DC. We cannot sell into all 50 states yet. There's a handful of states that have state regulations that need to be met that we're working on. But at the present time, we're able to legally sell the test in, I believe, 44 or 45 states.
And
I think
are you right now?
44 or
Are
50.
you offering in that many states now?
We launched the test earlier this month in DFW. We are redoing the website to deal with scheduling across the country, and we will be offering it nationally, imminently.
So the price, as medical procedures go, it strikes me as fairly. Is it $1,000 for the series of
Yeah,
tests?
just under $1,000, $995. We had it listed a little bit higher earlier when we launched it. We had some technical insights and some operational insights that allowed us to bring the price down. We decided to bring those savings over to the customer. Our goal is to make sure that everyone can access the test. It's really important to have early detection in order to save lives. The key to curing cancer truly is early detection. I mean,
Yeah.
if you look at something like pancreatic cancer is a great example. Pancreatic cancer is a presumed death sentence, generally. Pancreatic cancer is not a death sentence. Stage four pancreatic cancer is generally a death sentence. Stage one pancreatic cancer is often curable. You'll just never find it. There's no symptoms, there's no screen, there's no diagnostic. Occasionally, they'll encounter it by accident. They're doing a procedure in the liver. They notice an abnormality in the pancreas. They biopsy it and
Yeah.
they discover cancer. If they do, however, stage one, which is earlier, is broken into 1A and 1B. Survival rates at 1B are about 85%.
So is this
So
one of the
that's the
cancers that
question.
you can screen for, you can see?
Absolutely.
And bladder cancer, kidney cancer, that sort of
Absolutely.
thing?
Because all the organ tumors, when they begin metastasizing and shedding those cells to spread the cancer across your body, shed circulating tumor cells, which once again share similar physical and mechanical characteristics, which enables us to
Well,
isolate.
this strikes me as something more than a one-off visit then. But is this sort of an annual screening that ought to be done, or what do you hope to achieve?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few different answers to that question, and I can't give you a medical guideline at this time, but I think just behaviorally, people will probably default to annual because they think about annual physicals, those that are on top of their health. Some people, if they have pre-existing conditions or they have genetic predisposition or they have occupational risk factors, like firefighters, for example, 68% of them will get cancer in their lifetime. It's the
Wow.
number one cause line of duty death, unfortunately. And so, if you have those factors, you'll do it more often. Cancer is tricky. Cancer is essentially evolution on steroids. And so what ends up happening is cancer mutates very quickly. And as a result, the frequency at which you want to test, you could argue should be a little more frequent than annually. But I think for most people, just behaviorally, they're going to default to
What do
annual.
the insurance companies think about this? Is this covered by insurance?
At the moment, no. We haven't begun any insurance conversations really to move that forward. We will in the future, but that takes a while. We've had some preliminary discussions, but it's going to take a long time to show them the econometric data.
So there are, maybe not in this broad sense, but I think of Cologuard. You see ads for it all the time for,
Sure.
for screening for cancer and the mammograms and now they're using artificial intelligence, I guess, to read some of these images that evidently is better than the naked eye. But does this Does this replace all of those?
So we, you know, to make a claim that it replaces a strong claim, what we would say right now is use this in addition to, you know, medically guided screening practices today. But, you know, when you take Cologuard, you're only screening for colorectal cancer.
Right.
When you do a mammogram, you know, which most women don't like to do, it's an uncomfortable procedure, you're only screening for breast cancer. And, you know, and, you know, same with, you know, lung CT for lung cancer, PSA and prostate exams for prostate cancer, and Pap smears for cervical cancer. Even if you did all five of those procedures, which, you know, you won't because of male or female, but if you did all of the procedures that apply to you as a male or female, you still would not be covering brain cancer, esophageal, stomach, pancreatic, liver, bladder, thyroid, all those other tumors for which there really aren't good methods today for early detection and screening, which is why we think this test at Cancer Check Labs is so valuable and will save hopefully many, many
Well,
millions.
the claims are quite remarkable. It'll be fascinating to watch your company grow and evolve, and it ought to take place pretty quickly, I would think. Sumit Rai is the founder, the CEO of Cancer Check Labs. It's good to have you with us. Thank you very much.
It's great to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. I
Thanks.
appreciate it.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.